Senator Woodson, Representative Berry, members of the Energy Utilities and Technology Committee, thank you for taking some time to hear my comments this afternoon. I was just in the overflow room. So I'm here, I'm an employee of Eaton Peabody Consulting here in Augusta. I'm here this afternoon on behalf of the American Council of Engineering Companies of Maine. We have over 50 members who represent consulting engineers who work around the state, as well as a number of affiliate engineers. We're here in opposition to this bill because we are actually very excited about the prospect for the project that Mr. Dogger and the University of Maine and the Advanced Composite Center are going to put in place offshore of Maine. We feel like this is a cutting-edge technological advancement. Maine has a chance to be a leader in the world. We think these kinds of opportunities don't come along very often, and we would like to see it be allowed to move forward. From a perspective of training engineers, we see that what the Advanced Composite Center does and what the University of Maine Engineering Program do is very important to Maine and to its future. Maine, as you may know, unlike the rest of the states in the Northeast, has no private higher educational institutions that give out engineering degrees. We have to depend on MMA, the University of Maine, and the University of Southern Maine. The great work that Habib does draws outstanding students to Maine, students who are likely to stay in Maine. That helps the Maine DOT. It helps Maine DEP. It helps all the members of ACEC attract and keep good engineers. So we see this project as a great opportunity for the state. We would hate to see it lost. Thank you for your time and attention. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Woodson.
Did the American Council of Engineering support Statoil project, or how did they feel about that?
I don't know if we weighed in on that formally. I don't recall. I don't know if I was working for them at the time. Sorry.
Seeing no questions, appreciate your testimony. Up next, Judy from Monhegan.